Welcome to Butler High School Golden Tornado Football. WBUT 1050 AM presents the Golden Tornado. Live on 1050 AM, streaming at WBUT.com and via MSASports.net. Brought to you in part by Butler Health System, District Attorney Rich Goldinger, McDonald's Restaurants, Dylan McCandless King, Coulter and Graham, the Sunnyview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, by Downrange Supply, Grand Rental Station, and the United States Air Force. It's time to get the Golden Tornado on the air. Butler High School Golden Tornado Football. Let's go to the field and tonight's action with Ron Willison and Dr. Craig Lucas.
Butler High School, it's Golden Tornado football. Tonight, the Tornado open their home football season against the Mountain Lions of Altoona. Hi, everyone. Ron Willison alongside Craig Lucas for another night of high school football here in Western Pennsylvania, week two of the WPIAL season as the Tornado hosts the Mountain Lions. Last week is a week that the Tornado would like to probably forget about, losing to Penn Hills and Altoona. They lost their conference opener last week as well, a game they'd like to forget about, 24-0. So, Craig, something has to give here tonight.
Oh, absolutely. And, and I'm sure that...
There you go. How's that now? Nope, I've lost Craig. Oh, no. We've lost Craig, so we're going to keep that. We're going to try something different here. Let's find out what's going on. And technical difficulty may be solved. How's that, Craig?
Hello?
There you are.
Okay, there we are.
That's okay,
good.
Let's try that one. Okay.
Thank
hey,
you,
we're new at this.
Hey, yeah, it's what, 13 years?
Figured out. Yeah, it's only taken 13 years.
That's good.
So, anyhow, Craig, guys, I was saying both teams really would like to rebound here in week two.
Oh, absolutely. It was a really hard loss, especially for the Tornado last year, coming in with such high hopes for this year. And to really, hate to say, not even have the walls or the wheels fall off, because they really weren't even on to start with. It was a very tough go at it there. So hopefully here, with a good hard week of practice, good hard week of focus, I believe you're going to see a much better product on the field this week.
I believe you are correct. The Tornado only mustering 130 yards in total offense last week. The star was senior Luke Mihalik. He returned that kickoff for 85 yards for a touchdown. Mihalik also led the way on defense with five solo tackles. And, Craig, I'm sure Coach Densmore would like to get more contributions from more people.
Oh, absolutely. It's never a good thing when your defensive secondary is leading in tackles.
Right.
You know, you don't want to see that. That generally means that guy's gotten through the first wave there and someone's got to make a diving tackle. But the great thing is you have a great senior leader. And I'm sure that Coach Densmore has got his defense rallied around the fact that they want to stop people up front, up by the line of scrimmage.
Kyler Callahan had four solo tackles last week. He was a name we called. Nick Stazer had three. On offense, Logan Dubiak led to the Tornado with 45 yards rushing, Craig, 33 yards receiving. Likely we'll see Logan in that backfield again tonight.
And I think that was a really good fit for him. Yeah, I know that he was going both ways, but then in the second half, they really shaded him more to the offensive side of the ball, and I think that was a good move for the Tornado.
Now, the Tornado did get a couple of touchdowns from other players last week besides Mihalik's. Trent Vallant with a 7-yard touchdown run last week. Also, Julian Jones ran one in from 7 yards out, so that was good to see. And that was later in the game, but still some great varsity action for some of the younger players.
Absolutely. They got to get out there, get under the big lights, and it was nice to see them perform.
Absolutely. And then kicker Emerson Douthat converted on all his point afters last week, so some positives you can take out of that game last week.
Absolutely.
Altoona led by Coach Nick Felis. The Mountain Lions returning 7 starters on both sides of the ball this year. Their offense is run by senior quarterback Braden Birchfield. Birchfield, he's thrown for 400 yards in 2 games. He's a very versatile quarterback, Craig. 290 of those, though, came in week one when they defeated Alderdice of the Pittsburgh City League. He's a kid that can move the pocket, can run if he has to, and that's something that the Tornado have to deal with here tonight on defense.
Oh, absolutely, and it's all going to start up front. We have to get a defensive push in there. We've got to get that defensive line coming through, getting in his face, shutting down his passing lanes. You can't let a guy set up back there, because that's been kind of an Achilles heel over the years for Butler here, that they're very susceptible in the passing game.
No doubt. And Altoona has a couple of running backs they lean on to run the football. Tyler Petrucci, we saw him last year. He ran for 86 yards in last week's loss to Norwin. And Mitchell Lawhead, he ran for 119 versus Alderdice. So they got a bit of a two-prong attack back there. And you throw Birchfield in there who can run, it could be pretty potent for the Altoona Mountain Lions.
Oh, absolutely. You got a good stable of guys back there that can all run the ball, hold on to the ball, and are, you know, really qualified runners. So, you know, defensively, this is where our linebackers are going to have a humongous game.
Take a look at the standings in the WPIAL Class 6A Northern 7 Conference coming into tonight's play. Penn Hills and Central Catholic both 1-0 in the conference. The Penn Hills Indians 2-0 overall. Central Catholic 1-1. Butler and Shaler 0-1 in the conference. 0-1 for the Tornado, 0-2 for Shaler. Pine Richland yet to play a conference game. They will play tonight in conference, I believe. Yep, they're at Seneca Valley tonight. And they're 2-0 overall. North Allegheny is 1-1 overall. And the Raiders of Seneca Valley, 0-1. In action tonight, Central Catholic is at North Allegheny. Pine Richland at Seneca Valley. Norwin is at Shaler. Last week, Central Catholic shut out Shaler 40-0. Peters Township beat Seneca Valley 13-9. And it was Bethel Park over North Allegheny by a score of 35-15. The Mountain Lions, they play in WPAL Class 6A. It's the Southeastern Conference. They're thrown in there with the Big Macs of Cannon McMillan, Norwin, Hempfield, Peters Township, Bethel Park, and Mount Lebanon. Right now, Altoona sitting in third place with that 0-1 conference record, 1-1 overall. Cannon McMillan off to a good start in the Southeastern Conference. They're 1-0 in the conference and 2-0 overall. We'll take a quick timeout, come back with more pregame. Butler and Altoona right here on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit Ammo distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
You should already be thinking about fall lawn maintenance. Grand Rental Station has everything you need to keep your lawn looking good. Lawn aerators, thatchers, and spreaders for the lawn. Wood chippers and chainsaws for your trees. Getting ready for a fall festival? Grand Rental Station has a lot of concession stand equipment, tables, chairs, tents, and you can visit Grand Rental Station on Newcastle Road, Butler, to rent whatever you need. That's right, rent what you need, but keep the advice.
Back at Butler High School, we have the officials out on the field awaiting the arrival of both the Tornado and the Mountain Lions. We will choose a WRIX Primetime Player of the Game tonight. You can be a Primetime Player, too, this weekend by visiting WRIX Taproom and Grill in Meridian. WRIX has great weekend specials, including their famous prime rib. Stop by this weekend and enjoy Butler's best prime rib. WRIX is also a proud sponsor of Butler Athletics and Youth Sports. WRIX Taproom and Grill, Meridian Road in Butler. Last week, in week one, it was Luke Mihalik. He was the prime time player of the week last week with that touchdown run and the five solo tackles. The Tornado will get Sam Dietrich back. He sat out last week, and he is expected to be one of the wideouts for Brandon Fligger here tonight. Brandon Fligger with that good arm and looking for different targets to throw to here. We'll see what the Tornado bring. Coach Densmore always likes to try to control the football on the ground. And that kind of opens up the passing game, too. So it should be interesting to see what the Tornado can do on defense here tonight as well. They gave up way too many big plays last week. They'll have to contain the quarterback for Altoona, Birchfield, here tonight. Craig, I was mentioning that, you know, we get Sam Dietrich back, gives Brandon Fligger an extra target out there to throw. John Mihalik was the other key receiver that he looked for last week.
Well, getting another target out there is really going to help him, because all of those receivers that we have, you know, obviously the Mahalik boys now, and obviously getting Dietrich back, you have three qualified receivers out there that can really cause some havoc in the defensive secondary for Altoona.
No question about it. And defensively, Craig, as I mentioned, we gave up just way too many big plays last week, too. That's just something that has to be corrected, and I'm sure they went at it at practice this week.
Oh, I'm definitely sure, and I think from what I've heard, the scuttlebutt was that you've had a couple guys that are switching over from offense to defense now, so that can give the extra depth that they need to really hopefully get that push up front.
Tornado out on the field, and they're headed to the sidelines in the home blue jerseys with the gold numerals and gold helmets, and the Mountain Lions now coming out onto the field from the locker room in the road whites with the maroon numerals and white hat. So, Craig, heading into, you had the conference game last week, a loss, and this is a non-conference game, but nonetheless very important, because coming up you have a couple of big conference games at Seneca Valley in week three, and that's never an easy task either. So you want to go in with some momentum.
You need major momentum, yes. This is the year everybody has hung so many hopes and dreams on, and they have to make things really start happening now. You hate to say your back's against the wall this early in the season, but this is make or break. You don't want to go into your second conference game being down 0-2.
No, you certainly don't want to do that. We want to thank our sponsors for Butler High Football right up front here. Downrange Supply, Mars Bank, Butler Health System, Robert Stevens Jewelers, Dylan McCandless, King Coulter and Graham, Butler District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the United States Air Force, Schneider Heating, and Slippery Rock University as well, one of our sponsors, and McDonald's. McDonald's of Butler is hiring, and we're looking for great people like you to join our team. At McDonald's, we believe a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. That's why a job at your local McDonald's not only works around your schedule, but can also help you every day by offering opportunities that will help you no matter where your career may take you. Interested in joining the team? Simply stop into your favorite Butler McDonald's location to apply, or log on to McDonaldsTAM.com and click careers. That's McDonaldsTAM.com, click careers. One of our great Tornado sponsors again here this year. So, Craig, you saw the coin toss. What happened? We actually caught it this week.
Yes, they won it. Butler won it.
Butler won it and chose to do what?
That I did not see.
We didn't see. Okay, well,
saw the coin toss.
We're taking baby steps here. We saw the Butler won. We just don't know what they decided to do. That's okay. We didn't see. They didn't make the emotion up this way. So we'll see what happens here. Who goes out first?
But I would care to believe that we're going to defer.
I agree. I believe they will defer to the second half.
But something that we did notice when the captains were out there is that Logan Dubiak is in a orthopedic boot, and so he will not be playing tonight.
Oh, my gosh, I did not notice that. Oh, wow, okay. That's why we didn't that is a big change. Oh, wow.
And we are receiving.
So we are going to receive, and it will be Sam Dietrich and Luke Mihalik back to receive the kick. And the kicker for the Altoona Mountain Lions is Alex Beardinelli. Tees it up at the 40-yard line. Butler will move left to right when they receive this kick of Beardinelli. Cool night here at Butler High School. Perfect night for football, and we're glad you're joining us here on 10:50 a.m. and the run-up and the boot, and it is a high, short kick. Luke Mihalik will take it at the 18. He's at the 25, 30, 34-yard line is where he'll be tackled, and good starting field position for the Tornado at the 34.
That's a great start. He almost ran out of that tackle, too. You could just see the determination in him. He had his legs pumping. Boy, that's a good pump. Tornado, start right
just
out here.
Right away. They put the nose of the football right on the 35-yard line. So it'll be first down and 10. It'll be Brad Kopp and Dietrich flanking out to the far side. Trips, actually, with Luke Mihalik joining him. Brandon Flieger's the quarterback. He's in the pistol on first down. And he'll keep it himself and run straight to over left tackle. He's stripped of the football, it appears. Altoona says they have it at the 35-yard line. Let's find out. And yes, they do. So a fumble on the first play. One of the Altoona linemen stripped him of the football.
Boy, that's tough. And I didn't get to see the play. I was kind of watching. We have a mystery number out there, number 50, at the right guard position. I'm thinking it's actually Darren Skidmore.
Okay.
Because I'm looking for number 38. I don't see him down there, and kind of has the same build. But
Braden Birchfield hands the football off on first down, and the Tornado will wrap up Mitch Lawhead for no gain as he tried to stretch it around left end. He's tackled at the 35-yard line.
Oh, excellent job. You know, you got to love the way that Jacob Tilko was able to, you know, come strong from the backside and chase him down.
It's a no-huddle offense for Altoona, second down. Hand off again, and this time up the middle goes Tyler Petucci. And Petucci stretches across the 30 and is tackled at the 29-yard line, a gain of 6 for Petucci.
And they're almost in that no-huddle offense. They're really speeding things up
here. It's almost a hurry up. Third down and 4. Petucci again with the call. And up the middle he'll try, and he'll be shy, I believe, of the first down. Craig, as he gets to the 26-yard line, he went over left guard that time. They'll mark it at the 26, and that's a yard short. So it'll be fourth down and 1. They're going to go for it, looks like.
That was a nice tackle by Colton Frost there. He's switched over from the offensive side of the ball. He's playing that defensive front position, somewhat of a nose guard. And did a nice job scraping off his block and getting down and getting the runner short of the first down.
And some confusion on the part of Altoona as they want to talk this one over. First possession for them, fourth down and 1 at the 26-yard line. And Nick Felis, their head coach, looked a little exasperated over there on the sideline. I don't think they really wanted to burn a timeout right here.
Oh, not this early.
So fourth down and 1. We'll await Altoona. They may go with a hard snap or a hard count just to see if they can draw the Tornado offside, get a cheap penalty here, and they're going to trot back out onto the field. We'll find out. Fourth down and 1. Ball on the left hash. Moving right to left are the Mountain Lions of Altoona. And in the pistol is quarterback Braden Birchfield. Takes the snap, keeps it himself, goes around right in, has a lot of room. He's at the 20, the 15, heading for the corner, and it is, but the ball popped out, and it goes through the back of the end zone. Is that a touchback? I'm awaiting the official word here. Are they saying that he stepped out of bounds before the ball was popped free? Okay, that was the beanbag being tossed there. It is a touchback, so a break nice for the Tornado.
That's good. Two early turnovers here, somewhat costly for each team, but like I said, Tornado rebounded very nice.
So Butler will get the football at the 20-yard line.
And you know, you had Julian Jones chasing him hard from the backside. We saw that a couple times last week. He was chasing down some speedy receivers. He did it again here. He didn't give up on the play, and he made something happen.
That is the main point. He didn't give up on the play. That was a well-designed play by Altoona. But he stayed with it.
And only a freshman, too.
Was able to punch the football free.
That's good stuff.
Who was that, Craig?
That was Julian Jones.
Julian Jones, okay. So first and 10 for the Tornado. 10:27 to go, no score. We're in the first quarter. Butler has it at their own 20-yard line on first down. And a high snap goes over Flieger's head. Luke Mihalik will pick it up and will be thrown to the turf. Is it a safety?
Yep.
No, they're going to say he was down at the 1-yard line. Boy, an inauspicious beginning here for the Tornado.
You almost want to step back and say, okay, guys, just take a deep breath here.
Almost be worth burning a timeout here.
Yeah,
huh?
They just got to relax for a second. That hurts.
That's a loss of 19 back to the 1-yard line.
That could have been devastating right there. Because in a game like this, even giving up 2 points is bad enough. He's got to get a push out of the end zone here.
And Flieger in the pistol on second down and 29. He'll run with it. just to give some breathing room. He'll push the pile forward, will Brandon Fligger, to the 5-yard line, a gain of 4.
Yeah, you hate to burn a down like that pretty much, but you know, you did the right thing. You gave yourself a little bit of space back there, and this will let them set up and hopefully be able to survey the field, because I'm sure they're going to be really dropping people back pretty deep here.
Third down and 25 from the 5-yard line. They'll bring trips to the near side with Kopp, Dietrich, and Luke Mihalik. Fligger again takes the snap. Play action. Slant pattern. Caught Brad Kopp at the 20-yard line. But well short of the first down, but good zip on that football by Fligger. We know he has that good arm and a good job of holding on to the football.
Absolutely. That's what you want to see. Yeah, you would love the first down, but you have to establish plays. You have to establish positive yard plays, and that's what that was.
Jake Crater will punt for the Tornado, the Pitt recruit. He's going to kick it away to Lawhead, who's standing near midfield for Altoona. Jake averaged 42 yards a punt last week. And this is a high kick, and it's a wobbly one, too. It'll hit at the Butler 42-yard line and take a bit of a tornado roll up to the 46, and that's where the Mount Lions will start their second possession. No score, 8:10 to go, first quarter. So the Mountain Lions given great field position on their first two possessions.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a good confidence builder for them.
Oh, no doubt about it. As Braden Birchfield, the senior, in the shotgun on first down, he has Mitch Lawhead to his right. They're going to send four in the pattern. It's just a quick screen to the right side to Cameron Pasek, and Pasek trying to find some room, and he does, gets to the 40, and he's wrapped up and thrown to the turf at the 37-yard line. And that is Birchfield's favorite target.
Yeah, it was a nice job by Tilko out there. He had to really fight to keep his ground, but did a nice job not letting him get to the sideline.
Second down and 2. Birchfield to throw on second down. Over the middle. Incomplete. Intended for Pasek. And that'll make it third down.
Really good push that time by our interior of our line. You could see that Colton Frost, as well as Jake Cradle, you know, played havoc there. Didn't give Birchfield a place to really throw the ball.
Third down and 2. Here comes Butler off the ends. Handoff up the middle goes Lawhead. He'll have enough for a first down, Craig, but just barely gets it as he's the nose of the football will be put right at the 35.
They really had to work for that first down.
No doubt about it. And they'll move the chains. First down, handoff, Lawhead. And he goes straight forward, is drilled hard at the 32-yard line. Gain of 3. And there's a flag on the play. And the preliminary indication looks like it was against Butler. It looks like a
face mask.
15-yarder, personal foul. Personal foul against Butler. Wow, that hurts. It's a tack on 15 yards.
That's one of those preventable things. Sometimes you get the inadvertent face mask, and that's a tough one to control. But a personal foul, you can't have that this early in a game like this.
Takes it down to the 18-yard line. Yeah, make that the 17 on first down. Birchfield will hand a football off, and up the middle goes Mitch Lawhead, and he's into the end zone for a Altoona touchdown. 17 yards on that scamper. Craig, looked like Butler almost disrupted that handoff. They were in the backfield pretty quick.
They really are.
Had to be perfect for Altoona.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but, you know, with Birchfield, he's a very good quarterback in terms of hiding the ball and disguising his plays.
So, on for the point after try for Altoona is Andrew Eisel. He's a sophomore. And the extra point is in the air and good. So, 7-11 remains in the first quarter. It's Altoona 7 and Butler nothing. And this is Butler football on 1050 AM and WBT.com.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
A few years ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious, you can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
5 plays and 46 yards on the scoring drive for Altoona, with Mitch Lawhead running it in from 17 yards out. 7-0 in favor of the Mountain Lions. And here is the run-up and the kick. And it's a short kick. It may go out of bounds, and it will. Wow, this is a sloppy old first quarter going on right now, Craig. That's a flag on Altoona. So Butler will get great field position to start their third possession of the game. At the 35-yard line.
Well, it's all about field position.
Well, you know, they definitely want to kick it away from Luke Mihalik. They know what he can do back there. And Sam Dietrich is pretty speedy as well. So this will all work out in the Tornadoes' favor if they just keep booting it right out of bounds. So Butler back out on offense. Let's see if they can sustain something here and push that football down the field. First down and 10. Brandon Fligger has a couple of men in the backfield. Oh, and he... looks like he went to fake a handoff. Craig, it popped up in the air, and he did a good job of holding onto it. But he's dropped for a loss. They'll give him a little forward progress. Dropped him at the 31-yard line. Got a lot of interchangeable parts here, I guess, that just aren't working together right now.
Right. And sometimes you just have to say, let's just go directly under center and take it from there.
That'll make it second down and 14. Ligger will turn a hand football off to Luke Mihalik, and a nice run by Luke. Went right over center that time, got back to the original line of scrimmage, plus one to the 36. Gain of 5.
You always hate having to utilize a play just to get back the yards you lost from the play before. Hamstringing yourself here, but this could be a huge confidence booster if we can just pick this first down up.
Third down and 9. Kopp is the lone wideout, comes to the near sideline on third down. Man in motion for the Tornadoes, Jake Tilko. He'll flank out. A little inside shuffle pass, incomplete. It was nearly disaster for the Tornado as it was well diagnosed by Altoona. Incomplete fourth down.
Yeah, I think sometimes early in a game like this, when you're having a lot of difficulty maintaining anything, or you're having the loose fingers and the dropsies and so forth, sometimes you just got to, like I said, just line up under center, just take it from there, just go big on big, straight at them, very basic plays, don't try to get fancy, just get something established.
Mitchell Lawhead awaits the Jake Cradle punt. Lawhead at his 35-yard line. Jake with a high kick. It'll land in Altoona territory at the 45. Take a Butler bounce inside the 35 and will be downed by John Mihalik down there at the 33-yard line. So this is the worst starting field position for Altoona as they head out onto the field for their third possession.
Still not bad field position overall.
Not bad at all.
But compared to what they have been having, yeah.
So let's see if the Tornado can make something happen defensively here on first down. Altoona obviously going in. They go no huddle. Hurry up. And they're going to put four in a pattern here on first down. Birchfield. Hands it off up the middle. And that is Lawhead. And Mitchell Lawhead has good yardage across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Greg, they're spreading the Tornado out and running it right up the middle.
Absolutely. They see a little bit of a softness there, and they're going to attack it and exploit it.
From the Altoona 46. Archfield to throw. Here comes the pressure. He'll be sacked. The ball is loose. The Tornado will fall on it at the 34-yard line. There's your big play. John Ryan Harold with the fumble recovery.
Oh, that was just a great pressure up front. You didn't give the quarterback really any time to do anything. By the time he could survey the field, he had two Tornadoes in his face, popped the ball out, and JR just picked it up and got the big turnover we needed right here.
So Butler will start at the Altoona 33-yard line.
I've just got to play relaxed here.
First down, Tornado. Brandon Fleer will put Luke Mihalik in motion. He'll toss him the football. Mihalik is at the 35 to the 33-yard line. And that's back to, well, maybe give him a yard. About a half a yard on the carry.
Boy, you just like to see him get to that corner.
Yep.
Because of his speed, he's gone.
Oh, no gain on the play. Second down. Dietrich and Kopp split to either side. Kopp on the far side. Dietrich on the near side on second down and 10. Dietrich goes in motion. Give up the middle, Luke Mihalik. He's tripped up as he almost gets to the 30-yard line. He's tackled at the 31, a gain of a couple.
These third and longs are tough.
Yep, third down and 8. And Butler will. Two wideouts and a slot receiver. That's Mihalik on the near side on third down and 8. Play action. Fleer steps up. He feels the pressure, tucks the football and runs forward, stays on his feet. Brandon Fleer with a tough run. He, first of all, Craig, he did a great job of feeling the pressure behind and tucked that football away because he wanted to throw it.
Absolutely, because you had the defensive end all over him. He was draped. But you got to give him tons of credit because he had that presence of mind to know that the guy's behind me. And he just takes off, picks up a nice little chunk of yards there, and looks like they're going for it.
Yeah, gained 3, makes it 4th down and 8. Altoona leading 7-0, 3:28 to go in the first. Brandon Fleer takes the snap. Comeback screen, and that is Sam Dietrich. Dietrich squirts through. He has a first down and more inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line.
That is just this huge sigh of release. You just feel all this air coming in and out of the stadium because everybody's just seeing it happen. And Dietrich did an excellent job just threading the needle right through the defenders. They both came up on him. He broke right through them, picked up a really nice chunk of yards there.
So Butler moves the chains for the first time tonight. First down and 10 at the Altoona 19-yard line. Mihalik put Dietrich in motion, give the football to Luke Mihalik. And Luke is spun around, gets back to the line of scrimmage. They'll put him at the 18-yard line, a gain of 1.
Looked like he was just setting up to make his cut, just enough to slow him down. And unfortunately, the defender got his hand on his shoulder pads up high, just enough to throw his momentum back. He's such a threat every time he gets that ball.
No doubt about it. Second down and nine. Ball on the right hash. Butler moving left to right. Brad Kopp will split out to the far side. Dietrich to the near sideline with Mihalik in the slot. Randy Fligger over the middle. Catch is made by the tight end at the 9-yard line. And that is Butler's Nick Stazer with the reception.
And he's such a big target, but he's got good soft hands. That's what you want to see, because he can just get that zone that he needs and just wall off a couple people and just get that good possession.
They put it right at the 10, needs to get to the 9 for the first down. Anthony Davidek running in late. And he'll go to the far sideline on 3rd and 1. And now timeout. There was a little bit of confusion there. And I had a feeling that the Tornado will burn their first timeout. Each team now has 2.
And that's being safe. You know, when you're getting down here, this is a crucial down. Obviously, an area that you just need to get minimum of 3 points out of this. Obviously, you'd love to tie the game. So you don't want to waste anything here.
Yep, and we saw Emerson Douthat has a pretty good foot. So his range is pretty decent. I would say they're in his field goal range right now. But you're right, Craig. Get that first down, and you have goal to go. Clock stops with 1:29. Hope you're enjoying Butler High football. These broadcasts will be archived and at WBET.com, always live streamed. And the teams break from the sidelines. Big third down and one. Butler trailing 7-0. 1:29 to go in quarter one. Brandon Fligger hands the football off to Luke Mihalik, and he is spun to the turf, and they'll give him the 10-yard line again. No gain on the play. Kind of stacked the backfield there, Craig. Didn't get the push they needed.
Yeah, you almost like to go into a power eye. You know, get the fullback, get the tailback, just line up and just go right at him. You know, not real fancy stuff, just sometimes you got to keep it basic, but it can work.
Fourth down and one. John Ryan Harold and Jake Tilko in the backfield on either side of Fleeger on fourth down. They'll try it again. This time, first down and more for Luke Mihalik, pushing the pile forward. Will he get into the end zone? No, they'll mark him short of the goal line, right at the goal line. There's the push they got, Craig. They've been looking for that.
Yes, for about 2 weeks now. That was nice to see that offensive line just give a surge. That's what you have to do.
So, Butler converts on fourth down, and now first and goal. Again, they'll power it up in the backfield. Mihalik and Harold back there. The give is to Luke Mihalik. Touchdown, Tornado, as he goes over left guard, and the Tornado are on the board.
Nice job. Jay Cradle got a nice little seam in there. Got the linebacker pushed off the ball, and Halick had tons of room to run. That's big. Now we got to just tie this up.
And it'll be Emerson Douthat on, the 5'7 sophomore.
Butler
out of a Luke Mihalik hold. Good snap, good hold. And the line drive extra point is good. 28 seconds remain in the first quarter. It's now Altoona 7 and Butler 7. You're listening to Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious, you can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
Shaquem Copeland with the kickoff return for Altoona. He'll take it to the 31-yard line. And with 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter, we have a 7-7 game on the one-yard touchdown run from Luke Mihalik. First down and 10 for the Mountain Lions. And Altoona with a couple of slot receivers and two wideouts, too, on first down. They'll hand the football off and tripped up is Lawhead right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. One of the Tornadoes diving in there underneath to wrap him up.
A nice job by Colton Frost, scraping off the block there, getting down there, getting his hand down, breaking up the run in the backfield.
Well, they'll lose a yard back to the 30. This one started at the 31. And that's the end of the first quarter. The score, Altoona 7, Butler 7. And you're listening to Butler High Football on 1050 AM and streaming live at WBUT.com.
From September 11th through Veterans Day on November 11th, Mars Bank is again celebrating our veterans and first responders through the Step Forward campaign. They are pleased to sponsor the Rock Station 97.7's Wiffle Ball Tournament, supporting the It's About the Warrior Foundation as part of this campaign. Sign up for the tournament at 977rocks.com or stop by the station at 252 Pillow Street in Butler. Help celebrate first responders and veterans at marsbank.com/stepforward. Member FDIC. See Equal Housing Lender.
Shoot in any weather, indoors, at Downrange Supply's new indoor range, 534 Evans City Road in Butler, across from Brankle's. Downrange Supply is your headquarters for rifles, pistols, revolvers, ammo, and accessories. See the straight shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit Ammo distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
Back at Butler High School, and on the first play of the second quarter, a little dump off screen. Birchfield to Isaiah Barnes, and a flag thrown on the play. It's in the area of holding. Let's see who. Oh, it's going to go against Butler. A face mask is the call, a 5-yard face mask. We'll advance it forward and still shy of the first down marker out to the 37-yard line. Third down and 4. The official making sure we're all set. It's actually only second down. Second down and 4. We had they had the wrong down over there. Lawhead with the carry. Oh, the Tornado right there waiting for him.
No!
No gain, and they pile on. And that's what you like to see, Craig. You enjoy
I
that.
Love that.
Oh. Like just falling on top of them.
I just love that because you had Cradle and Frost just pushing like all sled dogs in there, just driving the guys back and just stuffing them behind the line of scrimmage. That's good ball playing there.
That's a loss of 1, third down and 5. And a timeout will have to be taken as I think that's Mitch Lawhead. Yeah, it is. The running back, slow to get up. I'm surprised nobody saw that.
When you look at, we had the Butler Tornado pointing it out, like, hey, something's going on, but the ref said nothing. Why is this lane back there?
End of first quarter score, Central Catholic and North Allegheny 0-0 at the end of 1. Pine Richland over Seneca Valley in the first half, 14-0. Thanks, Eddie Montgomery, providing us with some scores here tonight. Third down and 5 for Altoona at the 36. Passes knocked down Big hands by the lineman for the Tornado. Craig, who got the mitts on that one?
Jake Cradle did a great job. Took two steps in. He saw he didn't have much pressure coming against him, so he read it as a screen. So he fell back, got his hands up, and broke the paw. That's what you got to do.
And the punting unit out for Altoona as Alex Beardinelli, the point after place kicker, doubles as the punter, and it's Luke Mihalik standing at his 33-yard line awaiting the kick. Good snap. The line drive wobbly kick. It'll hit at the 38. Mihalik will pick it up and run straight forward with it right back to midfield. That's what you got to do with that one, Craig. If you're going to commit.
Absolutely, and he did 100%. Not an easy thing to do. A lot of guys can't do that. You know, they'll second guess it and then end up bobbling it. But the one thing about Luke, he's sure-handed. And boy, he's got a big heart. He just took it right up to midfield.
So the Tornado in business right at midfield as they switched ends of the field at the end of the quarter. They'll now move right to left. On first down, they'll put Trips out to the right. Dietrich, Kopp, and Mihalik. Flieger will hand it off, though, and up the middle goes Jake Tilko, and Tilko with a nice gain on first down, taken down to the 45-yard line, a gain of 5.
There's a surge we need to see. This is what was missing last week. We just didn't have that offensive line continuity. They're getting it together this week. That is so nice to see.
Jake Tilko, the 5'10", 200-pound senior fullback, remains in the backfield. This time Mihalik will join him on second down in 5. And Luke will get the call. Trying to bounce it to the left side, and he gets out of bounds a yard shy of the first down. Craig, and you saw what ball handling by Luke Mihalik, switching that football to the left arm that time.
And he's using his vision, too, because that time they pulled the backside guard, which is number 50, and I say it is Darren Skidmore. And he's coming around, and he gets into the hole, and the linebacker's filling. You got both linebackers fill. Fortunately, Skidmore neutralized him right there, and Mihalik saw it and bounced it to the outside, picked up the extra yards.
Third down and 3. They give him 2 on that carry. Flieger takes a snap. A little play action over the middle, passes behind the intended receiver, tipped and intercepted. And running with the football for Altoona is Nick Villano, and Villano will take it back to near midfield.
Oh, and Brandon put a stick on him, too. He came across there and made him pay for it. But that's tough. You know, that's going to go down the books as an interception, obviously, but when it's tipped like that, you know, what do you do?
Yep, pass just a bit behind. And let's see where they spot this football. A flag thrown against Butler. What was the call? Personal foul? So Altoona will benefit from an extracurricular penalty.
Flieger
to the 38-yard line.
Flieger roughed them up too much, I guess.
I guess so.
That's one bad quarterback. The bad man.
First and 10 for Altoona at the Butler 37. Birchfield, a little screen pass, catches made. Cameron Pasek. Pasek shakes one tackler. He's hit hard at the 30-yard line, falls forward to the 29. Luke Mihalik in on the stop along with Jake Tilko. And it'll be shy of the first down. They put it down to the 30-yard line. Gain of 7. Second down and 3. Birchfield goes to the left side this time to Facing. And he has a first down and more. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. 5. And touchdown. Altoona. So they strike quickly off the turnover. And they reclaim the lead.
That's big for any team. When you get that turnover, that lucky bounce out there, and then get the big penalty afterwards, you have to cash in, and that's exactly what they did.
30 yards on that touchdown pass, most of those yards coming after the catch. Andrew Eisel on for the point after try. The Liam DeAngelis hold. And the extra point is good inside the left upright. 9:34 to go in the second quarter now. It's Altoona 14 and Butler 7. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and streaming live at WBUT.com.
You should already be thinking about fall lawn maintenance. Grand Rental Station has everything you need to keep your lawn looking good. Lawn aerators, thatchers, and spreaders for the lawn. Wood chippers and chainsaws for your trees. Getting ready for a fall festival? Grand Rental Station has a lot of concession stand equipment, tables, chairs, tents, and you can visit Grand Rental Station on Newcastle Road, Butler, to rent whatever you need. That's right, rent what you need, but keep the advice.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
14-7 Altoona, and the kick, and this one's going to go out of bounds again, the second time tonight that Andrew Eisel has booted up, Alex Bertinelli booted it out of bounds for Altoona, so Butler will begin at the 35.
Yeah, they really don't want to tempt fate out there. You know, it shows how much they really respect Mahalik.
Central Catholic has taken a 7-0 lead on North Allegheny. That game, I believe, in the second quarter. And Butler will they'll make him re-kick it. So instead of from the 40, they'll have to kick it away from the 35. That's not a bad move, especially when you have Dietrich and Mahalik back there, mm-hmm. both very capable of taking it to the house.
And this is going to really force them to kick it deep now.
True enough. Yep, you really don't want to squib it here or pooch it. So Alex Bertinelli will kick it away. That's a high kick taken by Luke Mahalik at the 22. He's at the 25-30. Shakes a tackle at the 35. Still on his feet. He's going down the far sideline into Altoona territory. Spun to
Attorney
the
General number, PA4619.
46-yard line, a good return by Luke Mahalik.
And he just heard their coach yell, kick it out of bounds. Oh, man. Luke almost got his second touchdown of the season. That was a great run.
It's a great field position for Butler. They'll begin at the Altoona 45-yard line. First down and 10. 14-7 Altoona, 9:25 to go in the second quarter. Turn and give. And up the middle goes Luke Mahalik. And he'll have 8 yards to the Altoona 37-yard line.
Great job reading the hole. Saw the little seam that opened up there between the guard and center. He was able to cut back and really kind of leave the old linebacker in the dust there. Great pickup. First down.
Second down and 2. Kopp will go to the short side. Sam Dietrich coming to the near side on second down. Flieger turns and give it to Mahalik. First down and more. Spin move at the 30. He's at the 25. Oh, and he gets an ankle tackle. And saving that touchdown was Tyler Wagner of Altoona. But Luke Mahalik down to the 20-yard line, a gain of 17.
But working hard and working fast. He's really making himself a hard target to bring down.
So Butler moves the sticks again, and they're in business at the Altoona 20-yard line, first and 10. Flieger in the pistol on first down. Give it to Mahalik. Tries the right side. Cuts it back a little bit. He's at the 15. Tackled at the 13-yard line. Mahalik with a gain of 7. So he's starting to chunk off some yards here.
Absolutely. Very effective on the spin move. You know, guys have him squared up, and he spins at that last second and essentially spins right out of a potential tackle.
Second down and 4 for Altoona at the 14-yard line. My vision got obscured for a second. I apologize. Second and 4. Mihalik, first down inside the 10. And Luke Mihalik tackled at the 7-yard line. Why not? Give it to him.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, obviously this is a great drive for Mihalik, but it's even more important for the offensive line, because when you have a back that's doing this behind you, you work harder, you try, you know, you deep, you know, reach deep down and just do everything you can, because you want to see him. That's the one thing you'd love to see as an offensive lineman, is the back of the running back's jersey.
This will be the 6th play of the drive that began at the Butler 35. Excuse me, the Altoona 45. Mihalik. Luke Mihalik spins into the end zone. Touchdown. Again, over left guard, Craig. And all he had to do was stay on his feet. And he was tripped up a little bit, but kept the wherewithal and got into the end zone.
That was nice to see. It was the Mihalik show, that drive. But
it was.
You know what? You got to stay with a hot hand right there. You know, that just gives him that confidence. You know, from the snap, to the exchange, to the blocks, everything executed.
Emerson Douthat for the point after try. It's partially blocked, it appears, but it has enough steam to get through. 7-9 remaining in the first half. The Tornado have fought back. It's now Butler 14, Altoona 14. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Altoona takes the ensuing kickoff, and running forward is Avery McCauley, a sophomore for Altoona, and he runs it all the way down to the Butler 30-yard line.
And that's tough. We had him back there. You know, he just slipped out, and he looked for the seam around the outside, and boy, really picked up some major chunks of yards there.
So Austin Rogers credited with the stop for Butler, but Altoona has it first and 10 at the Tornado 30-yard line. On first down, with the carry for Altoona, Birchfield on the keeper. And he takes it to the Butler 26, gain of 4. Christopher Mertz, credit with a stop for Butler. Second down and 6. And the handoff goes to Isaiah Barnes, and Barnes tries to get to that stick over there. I don't know if he got to it. Butler with pretty good pursuit, Craig, of a pretty speedy wide receiver.
Oh, absolutely. They really strung him out there.
And he's short of the first down marker.
And a good stick on him out there.
Well, low market just beyond the 21. Third down and 1. 14-14 your score. 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Third down and short for Altoona. Birchfield will hand a football off. And that is Avery McCauley on the carry. And he has enough for an Altoona first down.
Good surge by the Altoona offensive line there. They really cut their splits down, made it very tight in the inside there, and got a good surge.
Conspicuous by his absence is Tyler Petrucci. It's our other lead running back, and he's seen much action since early on. But Altoona has it first and 10. Play action, slant pattern, catch is made by Altoona. Oh, they'll say incomplete. He never had it. Ball hits the turf.
That was good coverage that time by Luke Mihalik. Yeah, the great thing was is he played the man and not the ball. That's what he has to do there.
That was Tyler Wagner who unfortunately could not hold on to the ball for Altoona. Second down and 10. Birchfield, a little stretch handoff fake, keeps it himself. He's at the 10-yard line and will drive forward to the 8. And that is enough for a first down. And now Altoona threatening again, first and goal. Julian Jones making the stop for Butler. First and goal from the 8. Birchfield hands the football off to McCauley, and Avery McCauley inside the 5, down to the 3-yard line, a gain of 5. That'll bring up second down and goal in the hurry-up offense. Birchfield, play action, keeps it himself. This time, Jacob Tilko waited for him and grabbed onto his jersey and held him to a 1-yard down. No gain. Right back to the 2-yard line.
It's great effort. Get him down, that's not easy to do when you got a fast quarterback like that. Tilko wasn't fooled by the fake and brought him right down from behind. Big play.
So third down and 2. Birchfield moves McCauley to his right, and a flag comes in. An illegal substitution possibly? Referee throwing the flag, and that's what it is. It's on Altoona. 12 guys on the field.
Yeah, there's 12 guys on the field right now. So,
they'll mark it back at the 7 on the penalty. Hey, it's worth a try, right?
Yeah, you got 5 offensive linemen, 5 receivers, a back, and a quarterback. So.
And they're still shuffling personnel in and out. The play clock's down to 13. Is that still 12 out there? Did I just count 12 again?
11,
okay. Third down and goal from the 7. And now, the play clock is at 0. They burned a timeout.
Ooh.
They got it just before we hit doubled goose eggs there. That is Altoona's 2nd. So some real indecision going on over there. And it's a shame, you know, for Altoona. I mean, maybe Butler's shown him a different look defensively, but Altoona had all the momentum in the world. All of a sudden,
absolutely,
it has stopped.
Moving themselves back. So that's good for the Tornado. Gives them a chance to discuss some things, too.
Sure, absolutely. So we've kind of come to a halt here on third down and goal from the 7. The hydration specialists off the field. Third and goal from the 7. Birchfield puts a man in motion. That's Pasek. Birchfield will roll to his left. Throws. Pasek is there. Touchdown, Altoona.
Pretty much uncovered out there.
He was.
Touchdown reception by number 3. Pasek from Greer.
So Cameron Pasek with the 7-yard reception gives Altoona the lead back. Andrew Eisel on for the point after try. And the extra point is a high and true kick. So at 3:31 of quarter number two, it's now Altoona 21 and Butler 14. And we'll keep it here and tell you a little bit about McDonald's of Butler. They're hiring, and they're looking for great people like you to join their team. At McDonald's, they believe a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. That's why a job at your local McDonald's not only works around your schedule, but can also help you every day by offering opportunities that will help you no matter where your career may take you. And interested in joining the team? Simply stop into your favorite Butler McDonald's location or apply or log on to McDonaldsTAM.com and click careers. That's McDonaldsTAM.com and click careers. So thanks to McDonald's again for being a Tornado sponsor this year. So plenty of time on the clock for Butler to answer. It's 21-14 Altoona. Ron Willis along with Craig Lucas here at Butler High School. As Alex Beardinelli will boot it away and try to keep it between the white lines. That's a line drive kick taken by Luke Mihalik at the 14. He's at the 20, 25, has a seam at the 30, 35, 40. Mihalik still on his feet at midfield, and he's thrown into Altoona territory to the 48-yard line. Craig, he's going to break one.
Man, he is so dangerous. He just sees it. You know, he can just see where the little seams are. He doesn't hold back. It's full throttle.
Gets it to the Altoona 47-yard line, and that's where the Tornado offense will go to work. Trailing 21-14. Latest scores from out of town. The Knock Knights trailing West Mifflin at halftime 21-8. First and 10 from the 49. Mihalik turns and give it off. I'm sorry. Flieger gives it to Mihalik. Luke Mihalik is free. He's at the 30. He's at the 25-20. One man to beat, and he's taken out of bounds by that one man at about the 11-yard line.
And he did a great job shifting that ball from the field side to the sideline side and just ducked his head and really punished the defender coming in there. Number two, he's like, ouch, that hurt.
They ruled him out of bounds at the 9, so a 40-yard run for Luke Mihalik.
And just a beautiful play. He's getting in there deep. He sees that everything's closing in around him. He takes a step back, finds a new seam, and took off.
So Butler in business. First and goal at the 9. And a timeout is taken by Altoona. And that is their third and final timeout of the half. Look at it. This is like a couple of boxers going at it here tonight. Punch, counter punch going on.
Exactly. It's very similar to it, you know, because both of them obviously are playing really deep-hearted, you know, games here. You know, neither team wants to lose. Neither team can afford to lose. And so they're coming out here and leaving it all in the field.
Luke Mihalik unofficially right now with 105 yards rushing in the first half.
And what's amazing, they still haven't stacked the box against him yet. You know, I think this is what Butler's waiting for, is for them to finally get that extra guy in the box, and that's going to open up that passing game. But you know what? When you're getting yards and you're getting scores on the ground, you keep it going.
The Masked Avenger, give me that stat. Thank you, Masked Avenger. Got the mask on tonight, keeping stats. I love it. First in goal from the 9. Change his name to the Masked Avenger, by the way, in case you want.
This is good.
He's a baby face this year. On first and goal, Mihalik scorched to the line. He's at the 5, and he's into the end zone for a Butler touchdown. Craig, that's that slipperiness of Luke Mihalik right up the middle, and he goes in.
Absolutely. He had the left guard pull around, create a nice little seam there. He read it, He followed right behind him, saw the cutback was there, and he took it. Easy corner of the end zone.
So the Tornado back to within one of Altoona. With the point after to come from Emerson Douthit. And the snap is good, and that extra point is perfect. Right down the middle. 3:10 to go in the half. Butler and Altoona are tied at 21. And this is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WVUT.com.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Avery McCauley is dragged down by John Mihalik at the Altoona 27-yard line. And that's where the Mountain Lions will begin this possession. First down and 10. Braden Birchfield in the shotgun on first down. Puts a man in motion. It's Pasek. He'll hand a football off. Nope, keep it himself. Birchfield. Across the 30 to the 32. Good ball fake by Birchfield right into the belly of McCauley and runs forward for a nice gain of about 5.
Tilko and Frost combining on that tackle there.
Second down and 5 from the 32. Birchfield to throw. Screen pass. Pasek has it. First down. He's hit hard at the 39. Ball is forward to the 40. Making the stop for Butler was Davon Coleman that time. And they say move the chains. They put it down at the 40. Pine Richland running away with it over Seneca Valley at half. Keeper, Birchfield, nowhere to go. They put a scout guy on him, and that guy was Butler's Nick Stazer. And he throws him to the turf at the 36.
And that's a whole lot of Stazer bringing him down.
Pine Richland leading Seneca Valley going into halftime here, 35-0. Out-of-town scores, thanks, Ed. Second down and 11. Birchfield to throw, straight drop, deep drop, screen pass, tip, in the air, and incomplete. In the area there was Jake Tilko, but he was intent on just covering the receiver that time, and a good job. Stops the clock with a minute 43, third down and 11. And this is a big stop for the Tornado. He may give themselves a little bit of time here before half. They can get a stop here. Third and 11. Birchfield again a deep drop, sending up the screen, and it's dropped. Dropped by McCauley. Incomplete, and that stops the clock at a minute. Only lost a couple of seconds, Craig, and Butler will get the football back.
Yeah, that hurts him. That really hurts him. But you can tell, you know, Altoona doing a lot of different screens here. You're kind of in that panic mode. You're looking for something because you're seeing the aggressiveness of the defensive front. So you're trying to keep them off balance by letting them through and trying to dump it over their head.
Beardinelli will punt the football for Altoona from the 25. Luke Mihalik stands at his 25. Good snap. Low kick. Mihalik comes up, takes it at the 38. He's at the 45, midfield. He shakes the tackle, 40. Coming to the near sideline, he's at the 30. One man to beat again, and he spun down, stays on his feet, inbounds, dives forward. Oh, they'll say he stepped out of bounds. At the 15-yard line.
He is a magic man, I tell you what. He can just make things happen because he commits 100%. You know, he just doesn't hold back at all. And you can just see it. You know, it's a gift. Some kids, it's just a gift, and he's got it.
13-yard line is where they put it down. Minute 23, plenty of time for Butler. As Dietrich and Kopp will sprint to the far side on first down. Mihalik and Tilko in the backfield. Flieger the quarterback. Turns and gives it to Luke Mihalik, trying the right side. Cuts back into the middle, and Luke Mihalik with good yardage inside the 5. Almost to the 5, pardon me. He's inside the 10 to the 7.
Well, you got to come away with some kind of points here. Now, whether it be 7, whether it be 3, but you got to go to that halftime with a lead.
Second down and 4. Butler needs, can still get a first down at the 4-yard line. Flieger turns, gives it to Mihalik. Over the right side he goes. Puts his head down. A couple of hard yards inside the 5 to the 4. And that's very near the first down, and it may stop the clock as a Butler will burn a timeout. They got 2. Now they have 1.
That's wise move. Yeah, definitely good use of a timeout there.
Coming up at halftime, the MSA Sports Network halftime show with Don Rebel and Mike White. As the fans here will enjoy the Golden Tornado marching band at halftime. Very entertaining. What started out to be kind of a quirky game for Butler, especially on offense, Craig, has turned into a very entertaining football game.
Absolutely. And to see the resilience, you know, bouncing back. You know, as you say, blow by blow. You know, we go up, we get knocked down. Get up, get knocked down. Keep coming back. Then a huge defensive series right there. Boy, if we can turn this into points,
right?
That's what you love to see. You're going to see those guys being an extra pump going into halftime. I mean, they're riding high right now.
Third down and 1 for Butler. They need to get to the 4-yard line. Mihalik up the middle he goes. Luke Mihalik into the end zone for a Butler touchdown. Boy, he almost went in untouched, Craig. A big hole opened up the middle.
Absolutely. That's the surge you need to see up there. And what are you seeing right now? You're seeing Altoona starting to hang their heads a little bit there. Look how they're slow moving around. You know, they're scratching their heads. Like they just can't believe this. That's good because that's what you want them to have on their minds going into halftime.
Emery Douthat on for the point after try. And Emery's extra point is true. We'll keep it here. It's 28-21 Tornado. With 35 seconds left to go in the half. Some out-of-time scores of interest. Pine Richland, as I mentioned, on top of Seneca Valley, 35-0. Rochester is over Summit Academy 22-6 at halftime. Last report we had West Mifflin over Knock 21-8. Oh, this is a blowout. California over Avella 66-0 at halftime.
That's a nail biter.
Yeah.
They're still winning.
Thanks, Eddie Montgomery, for the scores. Grove City leading Conneaut 14-0 at halftime. Some scores from out of town. So the Tornado. Douthat will kick it away. And 35 seconds to go. And if Emery can ever get one to go deep, now's the time. He's just going to squib it.
Good
it's
call.
Touched by one of the upbacks. Ball is loose at the Altoona 40-yard line. Who has it? I think Altoona is going to recover. They do. And that's a big break.
That is. But I like the call. You know, you keep it down there. And you catch him sleeping, boy, if you could have got that ball back,
Woo, that would have been huge.
So they put it down at their own 39-yard line with 32 seconds, and Altoona has no timeouts remaining. First down and 10. First down handoff. Coming around to the near side is McCauley, and Avery McCauley is knocked out of bounds. It will stop the clock right at the first down marker, it appears, and it is going to be an Altoona first down right at midfield. McCauley again gets a call, looks inside, goes outside, and the ball is free, and Butler will recover.
Darren Skidmore.
Darren Skidmore with the fumble recovery for the Tornado. Somebody made a stick on McCauley, and the ball popped for.
Well, I'll tell you, with 20 seconds, I just say take some shots. Let Flieger, you know, air his arm out there a little bit.
So the Butler offense back out onto the field. They go. 20 seconds to go. They have it at their own 46-yard line. First down and 10. Brandon Flieger in the pistol on first down. Option. Hands it off to Mihalik, and Luke has nowhere to go. Just runs wisely out of bounds on this near side. And we'll lose about a half a yard. Man, back to the 45, a loss of one.
It's a good little wrinkle to show. Got to practice those things in the game.
Yeah.
Coach might maybe just be content to do that, to try to run the clock out.
Well, wide out to either side, Dietrich and Kopp.
I just want to see him take a shot, though.
And Flieger will throw, looking sideline pattern. And it's incomplete. A low pass and a diving try by Brad Kopp. Stops the clock with 12 seconds to go. Just a little out. Third down and 10. Flieger will just turn and give it to Mihalik. And Luke will try to scamper some yards, gets to midfield, and thrown into Altoona territory. And it'll be fourth down, and that will be the final play of the first quarter. So the Tornado will take a 28-21 lead into the locker room. Luke Mihalik accounting for all four Butler touchdowns in the first half and about 280 yards and all-purpose yards for Luke Mihalik in the first half.
Wow.
That's all you can say is wow.
That's impressive.
Something we haven't seen from a Butler player in quite some time on offense.
Oh,
so
that's his huge heart.
We'll take a quick timeout, a 30-second timeout, come back for a moment, and this is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.